back to Sochi. Team USA made history.
The American bobsledders who brought home a very rare...
Broadcasting the Olympics is no small feat. Crews the size of small armies work around the clock to film events that happen in seconds. They also tell memorable personal stories of teams and athletes from around the globe.
Holcomb regained his 2020 vision.
Steve Holcomb has raced for gold!
And went on to win.
And NBC Universal pays dearly to do it. The International Olympic Committee extended its existing contract with NBC through the year 2032. It's a deal worth $7.75 billion.
The amount of money that is paid for the rights to these Olympics is getting to the point of being practically inconceivably high.
Robert Thompson is a professor of television and pop culture at Syracuse University's Newhouse School. He says given that the deal gives NBC rights to six more Olympic Games and to all media, including web and mobile, the network will get its money's worth.
It isn't just the income from advertising that's the benefit. Get lots of viewers, and then you load the Olympics with promotions for all your other programming. In the era of instantaneous information, being able to go online and check out scores and social media where you find out the results of what's going on almost instantaneously, I'm constantly surprised how high the Olympic ratings actually stay.
Given the work they'll do, does NBC have a say in whether to bring the Summer Games to Boston in 2024?
I am not aware that NBC has any input in that. But I can't imagine, given the amount of money that a network puts on the table to get these things, that they simply sit back and wait for the decision to be made and then react to it. One has to think that they are lobbying in one way or another.
But there's no way to prove that, at least not right now. The IOC insists the host city is elected only by its 100-plus members. And NBC declined to comment for this story. But anyone who watches Olympics on TV knows it's preferable to film in certain time zones. Crews don't have to travel so far, and viewers see the events more immediately.
Of course, we have, coming up, the Olympics in Brazil, which is a favorable time zone for the United States. So the U.S. isn't the only location where you can expect increased television audiences.
Neil Pilson is the former president of CBS Sports. He negotiated deals to broadcast the Albertville, Lillehammer, and Nagano games. Pilson says speculation about NBC's input is exaggerated, and he echoes the IOC. Networks don't have any say. But he points out that many of the biggest Olympic sponsors are U.S.-based companies. Coke, Visa, McDonald's. Pilson wonders if the IOC feels pressure to bring the games back to the U.S.
Every IOC member is well aware that a substantial proportion of the Olympic funding does come from U.S. sources.
There are billions at stake, and those billions keep the Olympic movement and NBC cameras rolling. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.